AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Heavy rain returned to parts of South Carolina yesterday as thousands checked the damage and began cleaning up from the devastating floods. Georgetown resident Deborah Pryor says she and her neighbors had no choice but to flee their homes as the floodwaters closed in.
A lot of people has evacuated because the water's now coming next to their home, and for safe reason they had to leave. And so I'm living with my aunt.
About 13 miles of Interstate 95 remains closed by bridge damage, forcing drivers to take a 168-mile detour. The 20th anniversary of the Million Man March filled the National Mall in Washington, this time calling for changes in policing and black communities. Joey Davis, who was at the first march, says he brought his family this time.
I want them to experience the power and value of black unity, for them to be able to see it for themselves.
A day after 95 people were killed in a pair of bombings at a peace rally, scuffles broke out in Ankara, Turkey, between police and mourners. Police are trying to stop the pro-Kurdish political leaders and others from laying carnations at the site of the bombings. Turkey's prime minister suggests Kurdish rebels or Islamic State group militants are to blame for those bombings, which come less than a month before national elections. Rush hour bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan, was aimed at a NATO convoy. AP's Lynn O'Donnell reports that a government official says it was a car bombing, while NATO calls it a roadside bomb.
Whatever the cause of the explosion, we have three civilians not very badly injured and damaged to surrounding buildings. This is in the center of the city.
One of the two armored vehicles was also damaged in the blast. Five Iraq war veterans living in Wyoming have filed a federal suit against government contractor KBR. The Casper Star Tribune reports that the five claim they were exposed to toxic fumes when the Houston-based company improperly burned waste during the war. This is AP Radio News. An investigator who was fired by the House committee investigating the Benghazi attack says the panel has a political motivation. AP's Violet Ikonomova tells us more.
Air Force Reserve Major Bradley Podlyska tells the New York Times he's a Republican, but couldn't get on board with what he calls a partisan investigation to target Hillary Clinton. Podlyska says he was fired, partly for trying to conduct a comprehensive probe into the attacks in Benghazi. He says the committee at one point became entirely focused on Clinton and de-emphasized other agencies involved with the attacks.
The committee says Podlyska was let go for using work email to send a social invitation and putting classified information on an unclassified system. Britain's Metropolitan Police has seen a jump in child abuse cases involving allegations of witchcraft and exorcism. In one, the parents of a 9-year-old boy called him a devil child and threw him out of the house. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.